Iowa mornings are better with Ken Kurt and Tawny in the Morning. Here's more on Star 102.5.
Some of us have a little bit of a higher tolerance for hotels than others, at least ones that... Maybe a little gross.
Yeah. And I'm finding out in my family.
I am the worst.
You are, I think, you might be the king of it all.
I don't like to pay.
When you have a drunken valet driver.
Well, who's sipping vodka between moving cars.
I can't say he was drunk.
You're right.
He was drinking.
He might have had high tolerance.
You might have. I have no idea what time he started. All I know is that he was sitting at a table in the lobby. He was the valet driver, and he had a bottle of vodka and a glass.
Was it a clean glass?
Move your car, sir.
There wasn't anything there that was clean, so
no.
I don't think
the glass
so.
Was probably the cleanest thing
because
it had the vodka inside
of the vodka,
it.
Right, yeah.
Well, I'm finding out in my family that it's my kids that'll give me a harder time than my wife sometimes.
Really?
Yes, we were in a hotel, I think it was down in Kansas City, and my wife had quit her job and she was taking the summer off. So we are a one paycheck family at that time.
Right.
And we walk in and my son just looks around and goes, "Great, this is all we can afford on Dad's salary."
What? How old was he?
Get mom back to work.
This was 2 years ago. Old enough.
And he blamed it on you.
He blamed it
not
on
the
me.
One who took the summer off. Like they're in school still.
I'm here working hard every day.
Right.
You guys are all on summer break. This is all we can afford on
dad's salary.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Thank you, son.
That is a great quote. I love it. All right, Cynthia in Urbandale. What happened, Cynthia?
Well, I wasn't there, but this is the story my husband told me. He had taken three 13-year-old boys to a Hawkeye game, and they stayed at some rinky-dink place in Cedar Rapids. And he said he woke up about 4 a.m. and heard all this thumping and noise and kind of giggling. And he looked over, and the boys had glasses up to the wall in their ears because something was going on in the other room. And the husband said you could totally tell there was screaming, thumping, and the boys loved it. But my husband was like, "Boys, pack up. We're going home." It was an early night.
Show's over, boys.
Have you allowed your husband to take the boys on their own trips again?
Not to that rinky-dink hotel.
Don't stay in the rinky-dink. All right. Thank you, Cynthia. Have a good day. Appreciate the call.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, that's the opposite of this is what we can afford on dad's salary. When I was a kid, if we had a hotel that had HBO, that was awesome.
Yes.
These kids, they got the actual show.
Favorite Ken, Kurt, and Tawny moments on demand at star1025.com.